Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Can't be measured. A round can't be put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you exclusively here on the C2P platform. We're joined with the standout Holy Cross quarterback today, Peter Pujols, fantastic prospect. He was also out in Los Angeles in January at the NFLPA game. And for you draft Knicks out there, you know that's one of the most prestigious all-star invites a kid can get as they make their path towards the next level. With that said, Peter, good day to you. Can you believe your teammates are doing the spring ball football thing and you're under a month away from finding out where you're going to land at the next level?
Yeah, no, definitely. It's crazy that they're doing that, and I'm not. I feel like I've been there forever, and having this be the first spring, I'm not there. But anyways, Bo, thanks for having me on the show. I'm real appreciative and excited for the next step. So,
definitely. And now, usually when we got quarterbacks on the show, it seems like you guys have played quarterback since the first time you've ever had a football in your hands. Does that story ring true with you too?
Yeah, pretty much. I started playing quarterback, and I think it was like third or fourth grade in flag football. Played quarterback ever since. My junior year of high school, I actually played a little receiver just because I wasn't starting at the time and they were just trying to get me on the field. So that was a neat experience. But, yeah, other than that, I played quarterback my whole life.
Nice. So let's kind of jump, I guess, fast forward to the junior to senior year in high school. So junior year, we're playing your receiver, and usually that's a big recruiting time for a lot of the schools to kind of go out and look at you guys. How did you kind of end up at Holy Cross going through that senior process?
Yeah, no, definitely. It was, obviously, like you said, junior year is a big time to get film and, get some attention from school. So what I kind of had to do is I had some film here and there, a little receiver and some quarterback that I kind of put together. And then I had to go out to all the one-day camps at, the colleges and universities going into my senior year that summer. So I did that and try to, get my name out there and get in front of some college coaches. And then a lot of them, still wanted to see me play a little more. So they waited for my first couple games of high school and my senior year. And then that's when some offers started coming in. So, cause I didn't, start at quarterback until my senior year of high school. So recruiting wise is a little different, but Holy Cross was, they came along, I think they offered me into September of my senior year of high school. And, I committed pretty soon after that, and it was a great fit. I thought it was real good with, a combination of academics and still Division I at the time. The Patriot League moved to scholarships. So, having the opportunity to go there for free and take advantage of that really good education and still be at a D1 football program, couldn't really ask for anything better than that.
Definitely. And here you are. Now, I never go this route because I'm always about positivity, but I'm just curious. I mean, the guy that was starting ahead of you, I mean, did he go off to play college football?
He played at Butler. He was real good.
Okay.
At Loyola, my high school, he was a really good player. Our team was really good, and he you know, they didn't, there wasn't a need to make a change. He was doing a great job. He started his junior year, and, you know, it just made sense to kind of keep him for that senior year.
Yeah.
So I kind of just needed to wait my turn. But, yeah, he went on to play at Butler. He played a little quarterback there. He also played receiver. So, yeah. Cool.
Well, I was just curious, you know, because I'm thinking, I'm like, you know, this guy's a receiver in his junior season. Now he's basically an NFL draft prospect. That's about as elite as you can get. But once again, Peter Pujols, the standout Holy Cross QB, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we break things down with this future NFL quarterback. At what point in your collegiate career, Peter, do you kind of get the sense that what you're doing on Saturdays is going to kind of allow you this opportunity to get to Sunday?
Man, you know, it's kind of a, I don't know, it's a weird question because I always kind of had, like, it was always my goal to play in the NFL. So everything I did was, you know, to try to achieve that one day. So even picking Holy Cross, I was like, you know, I'm going to go to Holy Cross. Hopefully I'll get a chance to, you know, it's not the biggest school, but hopefully I'll get a chance to play a lot of years there, get on the field early and do enough to, you know, to be able to be where I am right now. And I was just really fortunate that I was able to work out. I would say probably, you know, in my last couple of years, it became more of a reality, but I always try to not think about that too much because really, you know, I try to focus in the moment. And obviously, you know, while you're in college, the most important thing is doing what you need to do to help, you know, your team win and have, you know, Holy Cross have a successful season the next year. So that's always what I was focusing on. But to answer your question, probably the last couple of years, it became more of a reality for me.
Nice. And then everything has kind of unfolded, I think, very, very fortunate for you. I think everything's going your way, especially at this point. You know, your name's kind of rising up those draft boards, and you're right where you need to be as these days count down. So, I mean, what was it like going out to L.A.? I mean, great opportunity for you. You get to really, you know, showcase your stuff in front of these scouts. They get to talk to you for the first time, handshake, eye contact. What was that experience like?
Yeah, it was a great experience. You know, I was fortunate to be able to play in that, you know, the NFLPA game. And, you know, it's a drawn-out week. You get a lot of opportunities to meet scouts every night and sit down and talk to them and have them get to know you a little more and kind of sell yourself in that way. And then, you know, on the field, the practices are a really important part. There's every practice, you know, the field was surrounded by scouts and, you know, you just had to do your job when you got an opportunity in 7-on-7 or team periods or one-on-ones or basically anything. And I thought it was a good opportunity. You know, some really good players out there, good competition. And I enjoyed it. You know, coaches were good. I learned a lot. Kind of get familiar with, you know, the NFL offense going under center, how all that thing, you know, how that's all run. It's a little different than college. So it was really good to get that experience kind of as a, you know, a prep to the next level.
Did they share any feedback to you with what they loved about you or what they wanted to see more of?
Yeah, you know, they thought I did well. You know, there's some things I could have done better when I was down there. You know, I wish I, dude, when I got into 7-on-7 and team periods, I did well. I could have done a little better on, like, throwing routes on air, you know, kind of just dropping back. And, you know, I missed a couple throws there. But when, you know, when it mattered with 7-on-7 and the team periods and, you know, when I got into the game, I didn't have many opportunities to do much in the game. It kind of just didn't work out the way the rotation went with the quarters, our quarter. We were on defense a lot, so we didn't get the ball very much, but, you know, it's out of my control. And I thought, you know, the opportunities that I had, I was able to do the best I could with them.
No, I think you're in a perfect spot. I mean, you were there, so you know how
yeah.
to throw. I mean, and for your folks out there listening, if you listen in enough, you know, but for your folks tuning in and maybe you want to hear what, Peter has to bring to the table. I mean, when you go to these all-star games, basically the scouts and coaches arrive. They're there basically from the weigh-in point to probably about midweek, Wednesday or Thursday. From that point on, these guys are basically leaving town, and then usually it's family and friends that kind of arrive in Los Angeles or Mobile or St. Pete's for the All-Star games. And then basically, you know, the college, you know, I mean, the game itself, I mean, besides tape, those guys aren't there. They're already off doing their next thing and off to their next visit. So I think for you personally, You know, I mean, you did what you needed to do in a week of practice in front of these guys, because you know as well as I do, yeah. I'm sure you saw the practice field. On Thursday or Friday, there was nobody around in terms of scouts, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. It is kind of weird how it happens. Like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, there's a ton of people. Then it kind of started to dwindle off a little bit. And so, yeah, you know, you always hear all the practices are the most important part. But, you know, obviously when you're in the game, you know, you got to compete as well. But yeah, I thought I did well. So it was a good week.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. Once again, Holy Cross standout quarterback, one of the all Patriot League standouts, kind enough to join us here on the C2P and Peter Pujols. For you, I mean, we've kind of delved into you, but I mean, these guys like you for a reason. I mean, if you're in the film room with these scouts, I mean, what are those quarterback characteristics, those traits that you bring that they're going to want to bring you aboard their team?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, I guess I played a lot of games. I know it's been at the FCS level, but, you know, I was fortunate enough to play early, and I played in 48 games and started 46 of them. So just experience on the field and being able to be in different situations and in game time experience that, you know, I was fortunate to have that a lot of people aren't able to, you know, get that much game experience. And then, you know, other than that, just I think I have, you know, an athleticism that I bring to the table. I think, you know, I could make all the throws. I think I have a strong arm. And, you know, the other thing with me is I'm a really big competitor, and there's no one who's going to outwork me. So whenever it comes down to it, I think I'm going to do what I need to do to be able to be successful. And then, you know, I was real fortunate to be able to be elected captain for the last 4 years by the team. And that's probably, you know, if someone said, oh, what would you most proud of from being there, it'd probably be that, just because I was voted on by my teammates. And I think that shows my leadership ability and, you know, ability to relate to the players and get respect even at a young age. So that's what I bring to the table.
You bring a lot to the table, man. Like I said, that athlete, yeah. I mean, what, 4'6", 40, a pro day, 38-inch vert. I mean, those are skill position running back receiver numbers you're putting up there. I'm sure a lot of guys at pro days are like, who the hell is this quarterback putting up these numbers?
Yeah.
He's making me look bad.
Yeah.
How about your favorite throw? Yeah. I mean, the coach is going to call in a play. What's that throw you want to make?
Oh, man, I like to choose what routes the receivers are going to run, so – based on how the defense aligns, I go and I'll signal to the receiver what I want him to run. So we did a lot of that where I was basically calling the play up at the line. And I like having control. I like being able to do audibles and stuff. And I was fortunate enough to have a lot of freedom at the line these last couple of years. My OC, Coach Brian Rock, did a great job of giving the quarterbacks, you know, the freedom to do that. And so, you know, I guess I'd have to see the defense to answer your question, but probably some short game throw or some intermediate, like, you know, 15, 10-yard digs type thing. I like throwing those.
Awesome. And we're about a month away. And, you know, I mean, sometimes, you know, your agents or you get some feedback from teams. I mean, anything on the horizon, or have you heard anything, or is everything kind of calm at this point?
I have. I've talked to some teams, you know, I'm doing some local days and stuff like that. I don't have any, you know, like official visits set up or anything. I just kind of was focusing on wrapping up my pro days and, you know, keeping in touch with some scouts here and there. But, you know, and I'm kind of just waiting to see if, you know, what's in store next. And, you know, but I've gotten good feedback. So the feedback I've gotten has been good. And I just got to keep working to take advantage of whatever opportunity comes next. And that's what I'm focusing on right now.
Definitely. And so, again, I'm sure it's an exciting time. I mean, let's kind of fast forward to April 26th, 27th, and 28th. I mean, how do you kind of plan on spending that weekend?
So I'll be here at my home in Chicago, just hanging out with my family, maybe a couple of my friends on Saturday on the 28th, because, you know, hopefully by then I'll know what, you know, what's in store for me next. But, but yeah, I'll be here at my house with my family. You know, they've supported me along the way and gotten me to where I am right now. And so I'm just going to stick with them and have them by my side so we could share whatever moment there is together. So
awesome stuff. Once again, the standout Holy Cross quarterback, Peter Pujols, here on the C2P, breaking things down. man, I could keep you for another hour, but I know you got a lot going on, and we appreciate your time today. But before we leave on the show, we always like to have some fun with our guests with a few off-the-wall questions. Are you ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Now, your teammate, Macbeth, he was on the show. We usually kind of counteract because I think we're getting him back on. So he is going to have an opportunity to scorch you when we bring him back on. But this is your app. Is there anything that you always tease Nick or the team tease Nick about?
Nick, man, he's kind of one of those plays like the All-American boy. I don't know. He's well, he's kind of skinny. He's like my – I mean, well, not anymore. He got up to like – he weighed in at like 223. But while we were playing at one point, he was the same size as me. He was like 210 in college. But he would run around there. And we'd always have him – I'd always have him hit me. But I guess this is not really making fun of him, but this is a fun fact. I would always have him hit me before before the season started because the quarterbacks, we don't hit in spring ball or like throughout the summer. So I'd always, after practice, be like, all right, Nick, come over here. And we'd do like – he wouldn't take me to the ground, but I'd have him, you know, give me a couple, you know, good hits up top just to get used to it before our first game. So that was kind of a little thing that we did. But he's kind of quiet. I don't know. People don't really make fun of him that much. He's not a good one to make fun of. My other roommate, Jimmy Murray, though, you make fun of him for days.
Oh, that's great. It's just like, you just come out. We just say, hey, we made fun of him for days. That's fantastic, Peter. And how about this one? You said you're going to be at home in Chicago with family and friends. What's your favorite meal, and do you think Mom's going to cook it for you on draft day?
Oh, man. Hopefully. I like let me see. I like a lot of different stuff we make here. My dad makes he's actually from Cuba, and he makes really good black beans and rice. I like eating that here. Also, he'll cook some steaks on the grill and some pork tenderloin we just had the other day. So hopefully I can have some of that.
Nice. And usually this is the question before we let you go that I think you guys enjoy answering the most. Female celebrities. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
Man, I don't know. I honestly have no idea. My girlfriend, she'd be mad at me if I said anything else. I don't know. I don't know. I can't answer that. One of the things that people know about me, you probably asked Nick this, is I do not know celebrities. Like, I'm not a name person. So it's weird. They'll always be talking about, even like famous athletes, they'll be talking about someone. I'll just be like, I have no idea who that is, or actors or anything.
So, yeah, you could just
make fun of me for that one. I don't even nothing even pops in my head. So
that's all right, man. As long as you're popping that football on Sundays is all that matters. Hey, man, fantastic show. We appreciate you taking some time. And like I say, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Bo. I appreciate you having me on here, and it was a pleasure.
Thank you. That is Peter Pujols, the standout Holy Cross Crusaders QB. And again, this kid brings so many wonderful intangibles to the quarterback position. A little bit of that small school prospect, but definitely three guy, a guy that's going to, I think, impress once he definitely gets himself settled in the camp and kind of show what he brings to the table. And we touched base a little bit on the show, his athleticism. This is an athletic quarterback. I mean, you look at his pro day numbers and you just watch the tape of him. I mean, this is not a one trick pony of a kid that's just going to sit in the pocket and kind of be larked down by bricks on his feet. This kid's mobile. I think he does some good things when he's on the move with the football. So a lot of things to get excited about. And he is definitely kind of climbing. And this is the perfect time because you don't want to be hot in December. You want to be hot in April with about 4 weeks to go before this thing gets started. As always, big shout out to Peter for joining us here on the C2P. If you want to listen to it again, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, simply type in his name followed by the Draft Blast, and this link will appear. And then we also have his full bio page at collegeofpro.com. We'd like to say it's going to be everything you need to know about him moving forward. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a collegeofpro.com exclusive.